This week on the GPP Activism and Corporate Governance Newsletter, shareholder activism reached record levels in 2025, according to new data from Barclays Shareholder Advisory Group, led by Jim Rossman. The firm tracked 191 campaigns globally through the third quarter, the highest number on record, driven by sustained activity in the US and a surge across Asia Pacific. Japan alone accounted for more than half of all non-US campaigns. As investors pressed companies to deliver on new corporate governance reforms and improve capital efficiency. In tandem with our note from last week, leadership turnover has accelerated alongside activist engagement. So far this year, 25 CEOs have stepped aside following campaigns, as investors push for strategic resets at the top. Activists are also fielding stronger nominees. Nearly 40% have served as public company CEOs or CFOs, and almost 80% have prior board experience. The latest example came from Acadia Health, where pressure from Engine Capital and Crom Capital, who together hold about 8%, preceded the appointment of former Elanco CFO Todd Young. Looking ahead to 2026, Barclays is flagging uncertainty around the so-called Big Three, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. Together, they hold roughly a quarter of major index ownership. All three are restructuring their stewardship teams, a shift that could reshape engagement and contested vote outcomes in the coming year. For our West Coast readers, and for those attending the 2025 Berkeley Fall Forum on Corporate Governance in San Francisco, the Gladstone team will be hosting a welcome cocktail party on Monday, October 27th, at International Smoke, Aisha Curry's restaurant. We'd love to see you there. If you'd like to attend, please reply to events at gladstoneplace.com. That's the landscape. Now, let's turn to activism. Bloomberg reports that national security could be the next big frontier for activist investors. A new memo from Cleary Gottlieb warns that defense and aerospace companies may soon come under pressure. The firm pointed to recent government interventions and Ancora's activist slate at U.S. Steel as early examples of the trend, advising clients to start preparing now. Barron's says Wells Fargo is facing renewed calls for stronger governance. The Accountability Board, a small activist nonprofit, is urging the bank to restore its bylaw requirements separating the CEO and chair roles. Wells Fargo scrapped that policy in July when CEO Charlie Scharf was named board chair, a move critics say could weaken accountability. Meanwhile, in top mergers and acquisitions stories, Reuters reports that Fifth Third Bank will buy Comerica in an all-stock deal valued at $10.9 billion, creating the ninth largest U.S. lender. Analysts say the merger reflects ongoing consolidation among regionals, looking to stay competitive in a lighter regulatory environment. CNBC says SoftBank is making another AI play, agreeing to buy ABB's robotics unit for $5.4 billion. The move deepens SoftBank's push into what it calls physical AI and ends ABB's plan to spin off the business. And the Financial Times reports that Novo Nordisk will acquire U.S. biotech Akero Therapeutics for $5 billion. The deal expands Novo's pipeline beyond weight loss drugs into liver disease treatments and marks the company's first acquisition under new CEO Mike Doustdar. In corporate governance matters, the New York Times explored why big companies are increasingly naming CEO CEOs. Recent examples at Comcast, Oracle, and Spotify show both the advantages and risks of shared leadership structures. Reuters published a column by Sullivan and Cromwell's Frank Aquila, recapping the 2025 proxy season and highlighting how boards are preparing for next year's ESG and engagement challenges. And finally, the Society for Corporate Governance and Kirkland & Ellis released takeaways from their recent panel on shareholder engagement under the new 13G regime, outlining how companies can prepare for 2026's proxy season. On to IPO news. The Wall Street Journal reports that Wall Street's biggest banks are jockeying for roles in the Trump administration, as planned IPOs of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, listings that could total as much as $500 billion. The Financial Times says private equity groups Permira and Blackstone are preparing to list mobile.de, a German auto marketplace owned by Adevinta. The potential 10 billion euros Frankfurt IPO would be one of Europe's largest in recent years. From our desk to yours. We're still wondering why more New Yorkers haven't made their way to one of the city's best new fine dining spots, St. Urban. Tucked away just off Park Avenue South near Gramercy Tavern, the restaurant brings a wine-centric experience. From Syracuse to Manhattan, with a 4,000-bottle cellar and a calm, unfussy atmosphere, Chef Jared Stafford Hill has created a space that's elegant but never stuffy. The team is warm, the pacing is easy, and the wine list is designed for discovery, not intimidation. Each month, St. Urban spotlights a different region. When we visited in September, it was the Southern Rhone, complete with a thoughtful pairing. Menu and rare vintages like a 2004 Chateau de Beaucastel poured from Magnum. The seven-course tasting was under $200, and the wine pairing, surprisingly reasonable at about $112. Next up in October, Côte de Nuit in Burgundy. In November, Piedmont, Italy. We'll see you there for date night. Switching to people moves. Dan Schulman, former PayPal CEO, will succeed Hans Vestberg as chief executive of Verizon. Elon Musk appointed former Morgan Stanley banker Anthony Armstrong as CFO of XAI, and former Walmart US CFO Steve Schmidt will join PepsiCo as executive vice president and CFO. Finally, here are some dates for your calendar. October 21st, the 13D Monitor Active Passive Investor Summit in New York. October 28 to 29, the Berkeley Fall Forum on Corporate Governance in San Francisco. And October 28th, the Knight Beidhot 50th Anniversary Celebration, also in New York. That wraps it up from the GPP team. Have a great weekend.